Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. It is Power Week, and we are doing two podcasts each and every day. So be sure and subscribe to us on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. We love that you are following our program, and we appreciate deeply from the bottom of our hearts that you share our podcasts on Facebook and Twitter and all the other different social media outlets. It helps us reach more people with a positive, uplifting, empowering message. You know, I don't want to get into it too much, but I just simply say that I think the problem we have today in our world is just too many people feel disempowered. You know, they feel like their life is coming apart. They feel like they don't have control. And I was just getting into that with my son yesterday. He said, you know, the rich got this and the poor don't have anything. And I go, well, then why not become rich? You can do it. Well, what's the secret? The secret is to visualize it, to know it, to believe it, and to have a plan. And to become rare. I think that's an important thing too, because you are unique. There's a rarity about you, but most of you hide it. Focus on your rarity, which means, by the way, that some people won't like you. That some people will say you're off your rocker. But that's okay. I mean, they've said it about everybody from Thomas Edison to Einstein to Bill Gates, you name it. Anybody who has achieved anything was off their rocker, you know, by the people that don't achieve that much oftentimes. Anyway, we're talking about water today, and water is so important. It's the building block of life. It really is, water and minerals. And that's why I'm so much into crystals and rocks and stones, because we are made up of minerals and water. That's it. And so understanding that is very important. But there's so much magically and energetically that you can do with water. So today I'm going to share with you some ways to empower your life with water. Different things you can do right now. I mean, this is not complicated stuff. First, I'm going to recommend that you get any book by the late, great Dr. Emoto on water, because he did all the research. He pioneered the research of water. And he will show you scientific evidence that is now becoming mainstream as how water reacts to different musics, different sounds, different vibrations, different feelings, different words. It's amazing. Anything you can find on the internet, go to Amazon, type in Dr. Emoto. Any book he has is worth buying. Okay. Number one, I think purifying with water is a wonderful way to cleanse your space. And if you have a partner, you can cleanse each other. Now, I always combine water with fire. So I will have some incense. I like frankincense and myrrh combination, but other people tend to like smudge, and I have that as well. And so you usually will cleanse with fire first. And you can simply say, I cleanse thee with fire. And you can go from corner to corner in each room of your house. Now your partner can follow behind you with the water. And using a hyssop sprig, or any kind of plant that you have, just use some of the sprigs from it, you can sprinkle a little bit of water in that direction and simply say, I purify thee with water. Now, oftentimes I will purify a room with water, and I will do it in Latin. Aspergis me domini husapo et mundabar, lavabus me et supernivem dielbabor. And that is a quote from one of the Psalms written by David. And in my water is a drop of hyssop oil. A drop of hyssop oil. I can tell you, and I can verify to you, that if you're having a negative day, or if your energy is negative, or if your room is negative, purify it with water. Put a drop of pure hyssop oil. Now, for those of you who listen to me know that I'm not a big fan of artificial oils or scented oils. It has to be the real deal. I like any oil that is pure and essential. So Young Living is good. doTERRA is my favorite, but there are others as well. So get yourself a supply of that. How often would I do that? Well, I would do it maybe once a month. Now, if you're looking to sell your house, you can walk around the outside of your house sprinkling water and hyssop. I purify thee with water. And all you're trying to do is get rid of the negative vibe that may have been implanted in that house by you living there or by going through troubles or traumas or divorces or whatever. So it's an easy way to do it, purifying with water.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
The next is to tincture your bath. And I like having a nice, warm bath with some sea salt. And you pour about a handful of sea salt in the bathtub, and then you pour 3 or 4 drops of pure lavender oil. Lavender oil brings about healing and relaxation. It's absolutely wonderful. And then soak in that lavender oil for about 20 minutes. You're going to feel marvelous when you get out. If you want to burn a few candles at the same time, turn the lights down and make it a meditation. It's going to be one of the better meditations you've ever done. Really, it's just absolutely wonderful. Make sure you don't fall asleep though. Cedar oil with a little bit of patchouli tends to bring money into your life. And there are other oils that work well, but they don't work well in a bath. So I'm going to leave it at cedar and a little bit of patchouli. And you can mix those two together. I like heavy on the cedar, light on the patchouli, whatever works for you. For love and harmony, rose and amber. Now, rose can be really strong by itself, and it can be fairly expensive. And you don't need a lot of rose oil, one drop. But you can put 3 or 4 drops of amber, and you're just going to have a wonderful scent and vibration in your bathtub. I use frankincense for clearing, and you can just get some nice, pure frankincense oil and the salt, the sea salt. Some people like to use the Dead Sea salt. Absolutely wonderful. Get in that bathtub. Now, with the frankincense, because you're clearing off negative energy, you're going to visualize with your eyes closed in that bathtub all the negative energy being drained out of your body, being pulled out of your body into the water. And then you're going to sit there as you open up the tub, as you let the drain go down. And you're going to feel the weight of the water going down the drain and all that negative energy going down the drain. And then when you're done, you're going to want to stand up and turn on the shower. And have a nice invigorating shower, because you've allowed all that negative energy to come out of your energy field and be absorbed by the water and go down to the drain where it can go back to the ocean and be purified and cleansed again. So you're going to want to just kind of follow that up with a shower. How about a green tea bath? You drink it. Why not take a bath in it? Throw a few tea bags in there and take an energy bath in green tea. What a wonderful way to kind of invigorate yourself and relax your muscles at the same time. Well, you can also do the same with a shower. If you're a shower person, get into that shower and close your eyes and allow the shower to become as light. Visualizing the water as light coming down from the heavens, washing you, purifying you, cleansing you, renewing you. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And then you can get a salt scrub and scrub your body down. Let that water come down and just cleanse you. Here's something that a friend of mine came up with. You Kabbalists out there will love this. He uses pure distilled water in a glass. And by the way, when you're doing any kind of energy work, you want your water to be purified. You want it to be clear and clean, and you want it to be in glass. Avoid plastic. And you don't want to go buy a glass like this morning. I was looking at some of the glasses in our own cupboard, and they all have different printings on them because they're kind of collector glasses from different places Rachel and I have been. And those are fine for fun, but when you're doing energy work, you want a clear glass that you can write on or you can put some lettering on or symbols on. Anyway, what he does is he puts the various symbols of an angel. And you can find these in various books. If you don't have them, write me and I'll be sure and send you some. And you can put, for example, for love, you'd put the angel Haniel. And you'd put Haniel's symbol. And then you would call upon Haniel to permeate this water, to tincture this water with the essence of this angel, with the essence of Haniel. And then drink it a little at a time. You know, this isn't water for quenching your thirst. This is water for changing your energy vibration. So you can put it back in the refrigerator and later on in the day have a little bit more. You're going to find that your vibe drastically changes. And we really need to put an article to this with this energy water because it's just phenomenal. It really, really works. Now, and you don't have to believe in angels. I do, but if you don't, that's okay. It still works because remember, the universe works off your belief system and your perceptions.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Well, I think we've talked about this in another podcast, so I won't spend a lot of time with it. But one of my favorite things is rose quartz water. And you put 3 or 4 pieces of rose quartz, natural rose quartz. I'm not talking about the stuff that's been polished, that's been handled by 1,000 people in a metaphysical store. I'm talking about something that you have picked up yourself, or you can order it out of South Dakota, maybe been touched by 1 or 2 or 3 people at the most. And they'll send you this rose quartz, natural. And you'll still cleanse it, and you'll still purify it. But you put it in the bottom of your pitcher, and you drink this rose quartz water. Talk about shifting your vibration into a love vibration. Oh my God, incredible. Incredible. Well, you know, a simple thing you can do, Dr. Emoto talks about this, is you can make a big picture of water and then you can put it by a speaker and play some uplifting classical or spiritual music. It will literally shift the vibration of this purified water. It will uplift the vibration. And now you have a big picture of it that you can drink throughout the day. And of course, last but not least, is just take your glass, take a piece of tape, put it on the glass, and write down a word, a positive word, love, attraction, prosperity, abundance, joy, peace, happiness. And that water will take on the nature, the very nature of the word that you put there. And I believe it probably has less to do with the word being there and more with you kind of saying the word in your mind or seeing the word and tincturing the water with your will. Now, this is not hocus pocus stuff. This is scientific. Dr. Emoto was one of the most respected water scientists in the world in Japan. And so you can get his books on Amazon. I'm not promoting his books other than to say that I wouldn't be without them in my library. Okay, I want to remind you one other thing. Very important. July 16th and 17th, Rachel and I are going to be in Taos, New Mexico. Come a day early if you can. We're going to be doing the Healing Beyond Belief workshop. I don't care if you have to fly in from the South Pole. It's worth it. We're going to make it worth it. We're going to put skin in the game. We're going to be there teaching, loving, sharing, enjoying. Your vibration is going to change. If you've got blocks in any area of your life, we're going to remove them. You're going to feel better. You're going to learn how to manipulate energy. You're going to learn how to heal. Do you have a pet that needs healing? You can actually heal your pet. What a wonderful thing. You can do so much with the healing techniques that we're going to teach you over this weekend. And we're going to have time afterwards, you know, like for dinner, we're going to have conversations. You're going to meet other people who are on the path of the law of attraction, of personal empowerment, of light. I'm talking about the weekend. This is the event of the year when it comes to healing. Are you a Reiki master? This is wonderful. I'm an 18th degree grandmaster in Tiate Reiki. And I love it. And I combine my Reiki work with the Ruach healing method. And it's just going to be incredible. I mean, it's going to be beyond belief. That's what I'm saying. Now, what we're doing is if you are coming and you are paying for yourself to attend and you have somebody that you've cleared with us first who is sick, and in need of healing, somebody who's not contagious, but somebody who may have a chronic disease or even a terminal disease, we would like to invite them as our guests because this isn't just theory we're throwing out. We're going to do some healing beyond belief. You can get the information at our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com, and go to the events page. Don't hesitate because I have to tell you, I was talking to Ninya in Taos, New Mexico this morning, and she says we are filling up like crazy, and the ad just came out like yesterday or today. So we haven't even had any local advertising. So now is the time to sign up. Go there, learn the information, get signed up. If you need help with a hotel or staying in a house with other people or whatever you want, we'll help you, okay? We want you there. We love you. It's going to be great. Okay, we're out of time. I wish we weren't, but we are. So pay it forward today. Do something good for someone today. Okay? Have a great day, a wonderful day, a spectacular day because you deserve it. Have a glass of water. Hi, Robert Zink, master founder of the Ruach Healing Method. Attention all healers. Energy workers, manifestors, and light workers in the New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, and Texas area. Rachel and I will be sharing a special two-day workshop we call Healing Beyond Belief. Now, I've had the privilege of sharing this incredible incredible two-day healing intensive in places like Zurich, London, Strasbourg, New York, Chicago, Pasadena, Seattle, and other special locations, including Asheville, North Carolina. We have seen and experienced amazing miracles during this two-day healing event. During this weekend, you will not only see and experience real healing, you'll become certified in the Ruach Healing Method, Angelic Healing, Advanced Energy Healing, and Energy Manipulation.
Hi, Rachel here. We promise that you will experience healing like never before in our special two-day intensive workshop and certification program. As a special bonus, those that attend will also receive Level 1 Reiki Attunement if you are not already attuned.
Rachel and I are expecting to see astonishing energy healing miracles at this weekend event. I believe for anyone who takes the time to make the trip, this weekend will be a real life changer.
It's important to register now. We have a limited number of spaces, and the sooner you sign up, the better. We keep these workshops small, intimate, very personal, and very intense energy. This is not a weekend you will want to pass up.
Okay, now make sure that you attend. Get all the details on our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com. Seriously, don't put this off. Space is already beginning to fill up. This will be a healing experience like perhaps you have never seen before. So we both look forward to seeing you and spending an incredible week with you in Taos, New Mexico.